Frederick Douglass was born in Maryland. But you know, as children, you don't get to choose where you grow up at, right? But he chose to come here and stay here in Washington, D.C. And we officially claim him, as Wanda Lockridge would say, as a Ward 8 Etonian. As he passed in his last days right here in Ward 8, right here in Washington, D.C. Frederick Douglass fought not only for his people, but for groups of people that didn't have the opportunities, that were alienated right here in what we call the United States. He was the first black person at Seneca Falls Convention, the country's first women's rights convention in 1848. Now they tried to give him an opportunity to vote, and he told them simply, if the women can't vote, then I can't accept this vote. And that's the heart and legacy of the legendary Frederick Douglass. In the spirit of Marion Barry, when this project was going on prior to me coming to office, I came in and I kept asking, I believe, David Paschal, send me the numbers, because I want to know how many residents we have from D.C. working on this project. And she sent me the numbers, and I mean, one day I wasn't happy for some reason. I went down to Congress and we raised a load of hell. And then I got the report back now that we have 45 contractors from D.C. and 200 workers from D.C. working on this project. And that's simply something to celebrate. What makes this more fitting is that this bridge connects wards 6 and 8. And Frederick Douglass was indeed a connector. We also are home to the Frederick Douglass House located in Ward 8 in the Cedar community. Today, with the renovations of this beautiful project, we want to ensure that we continue to fight, as Frederick Douglass said, the struggle continues for those residents of D.C., particularly black residents of D.C., who feel like this is not their D.C. anymore. And more importantly, for our children. When we hear the students from Duke Ellington, I always wonder, what about the children? And Frederick Douglass said, I'm going to paraphrase this, he said, it's easier to build strong, strong females and males, or boys and girls, than it is to repair broken men and women. So as we build these bridges, we must also remember that we also got to build the people up in Washington, D.C. So as the city thrives, that the people of Washington, D.C. thrives as well. And I want to thank our mayor, Muriel Bowser, for her leadership, because she don't get all the credit that she deserves, because a lot of great things happening in D.C. was a result of our former council member, but now mayor, Muriel Bowser. So I want to thank you for having us. You can give a round of applause for that.